EU said Friday that the talks it is chairing on the revival of the 2015 Iran nuclear accord must be paused days after fresh demands from Russia complicated negotiations. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell tweeted an announcement saying the talks must be paused because of external factors. He added that the final text is essentially ready and on the table. The current round of negotiations started in late November between Britain, China, France, Germany, Iran, and Russia, with the U.S. taking part indirectly. Their aim was to revive the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran, which began unraveling when former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the deal in 2018. Last week, Russia said it was demanding guarantees that the Western sanctions imposed on its economy in response to the invasion of Ukraine would not affect its trade with Iran. Moscow had been expected to play a role in the implementation of a renewed nuclear deal, for example, by accepting shipments of enriched uranium from Iran. Borrell added on Friday that he would continue to be in touch with all participants and the U.S. to overcome the current situation and to close the agreement. 2 years ago today, the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Since then, more than 6 million people have died globally, including nearly 1 million in the U.S. Millions of others have lost jobs. School has been disrupted for children and teachers. Stocks tanked, and we started wearing masks almost everywhere we went. In a matter of hours, the NBA was canceling games, and late-night comedians began filming from empty studios or even from their homes. And then the vaccines began rolling out. And now the number of COVID infections is dropping, as are the number of hospitalizations and deaths. So, is it normal yet? Yale infectious disease expert Dr. Albert Koh warns that new variants can emerge. The big question, he says, is are they going to be potentially more severe? I'm Rita Foley.